Hi, it's Julie Hoffman, Associate Editor of thecorporatecouncil.net. Today I am here with Mike Schwartz, who is a principal in the Forensic Practice Group at KPMG. And we are going to be discussing KPMG's 2008 Anti-Bribery and Anti-Corruption Survey. You know, I think this is a particularly important topic because the Foreign Corrupt Practices Act seems to be in the news more and more over the last couple of years. So, Mike, the first question that I have for you is, why was the survey undertaken?
Thanks for the introduction. KPMG continuously monitors the marketplace, and from time to time we survey executives on relevant issues. The Foreign Corrupt Practices Act, as you know, has been among the most critical issues for companies that operate overseas and do business with organizations outside the United States. We asked 103 executives with FCPA responsibilities in U.S. companies how their organization was handling FCPA, and we think the results really are going to be of great interest to the general counsel and legal department community, as well as to chief compliance officers and risk officials with any number of companies. We try to continuously monitor the marketplace, as I said, and this survey is among any number of surveys we do from time to time, and we anticipate having our integrity survey and our fraud survey separately released in coming months.
Well, we'll look forward to that. What were the major findings of this survey?
One key finding is that multinational U.S. companies understand that they need to comply with the FCPA and related anti-bribery and corruption legislation. And 85% of those companies that we surveyed had an FCPA or anti-corruption program to ensure compliance. That's the good news. The challenging news is that 82% of those same executives who have day-to-day responsibility over FCPA compliance acknowledge that they have concerns and may not know enough about those with whom they do business in other countries. They wrestle with issues related to performing effective due diligence on foreign agents and third parties, and in the face of any number of SEC and DOJ enforcement actions, that's a pretty risky proposition. 76% of the survey respondents said they could not adequately audit third parties for compliance. One interesting follow-up to that is of the 63 or so percent of respondents who require compliance certifications from third parties and who actually incorporate a right to audit clause in their third party contracts, 68% of those never actually exercise the right to audit clause. And again, it's a very risky proposition given the current enforcement climate at the DOJ and the SEC. And finally, 73% of the respondents said their merger and acquisition related due diligence was subpar from an FCPA perspective.
Were there any surprises to you in the survey?
More of an interesting data point than a surprise. The concept of facilitating payments is certainly discussed frequently in the FCPA compliance world. And there's not a lot of published information out there on whether companies permit facilitating payments under some circumstances or bar them completely. And our survey asked a very specific question about that, and only 25% of the respondents stated that their companies permitted facilitating payments.
Given the survey now, do you have any practice pointers for companies out there?
I do have a few suggestions. One is the key is for multinational corporations to understand FCPA and anti-bribery and corruption compliance risk. It's a question both of understanding the requirements of the FCPA and understanding local law prohibitions on anti-bribery and corruption kinds of activities. The key in either area is understanding the particular risks associated with the FCPA, and those risks relate specifically to where companies touch government, where they touch government in terms of government as a franchise holder, as a permit holder, as a customer or a vendor. And that's really the key point for the FCPA. In the current economic environment, it's a challenge for any sort of proactive spending to make it through the budget maze. And given the sanctions and consequences associated with FCPA and other anti-bribery and corruption violations, it's really critical from our perspective that companies not try to cut corners on compliance because it's a very dangerous activity, and it's a dangerous step to take, again, in terms of the enforcement climate that are out there. And finally, in any number of cases that the Department of Justice has brought in particular, there seems to be a focus now on individual accountability. And so this is an area of the law that's certainly evolving, but it's not just a question of corporate fines and penalties. There are human beings and individuals who are actually going to jail over FCPA-related violations.
Mike, thanks very much for your time today. It's been very interesting.
Thank you very much.